The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Over the course of my life, God has always blessed me at one time or another with an individual who knows exactly what I need to hear at that particular moment in my life. And some of those encounters, well, I have never, ever forgotten them. Some 20 years ago, I was visiting with Father John Buckle down at St. Meinrad. John was teaching scripture at the seminary at the time. We had gone to dinner, and during the meal we commented on many of the tragedies that had befallen the world at that time. During that winter, there had been a great and devastating tsunami. Similarly, there were catastrophic hurricanes in the Gulf here at home. In addition, we noted the struggles and crises that mutual friends were enduring. I told John that all those events had caused me to do a lot of thinking about the book of Revelation and the end of times. He sat there for a moment, and then he responded, "But remember, Bill, what the book of Revelation is all about. That no matter what is happening or how difficult life may seem, God is in charge. And thus, life is never hopeless." What was even more powerful for me is that these words came from a man who at the time was losing his own battle with Parkinson's disease. God is in charge, and thus life is is never hopeless. How often do you and I lose sight of those simple words, and yet such powerful words? And when we do, we can find ourselves somehow feeling helpless, thinking that somehow or another all the world is adrift and there is no captain in sight. That conversation came to mind as I read our gospel for this weekend. For here we find out that some followers of Jesus bring to his attention a recent tragedy in which Galilean Jews had been suffering at the hands of Pilate. And Jesus eventually shares with them the parable about the unproductive fig tree. Now, fig trees in Jesus' time were cut down after 3 years if they had not produced fruit. Fertile land was precious, and there was no room for plants and trees that were barren. But most importantly, we are reminded that the gardener and the owner are not willing to give up, not willing to give up on something that appears to be hopeless. So here we all are, gathered together in this church in the midst of a world that of late, I think would all say, seems rather crazy and certainly confusing. We are all bombarded by a steady stream of news about tragedies. Devastating floods in Africa and here at home. The tragic and senseless murder of 50 people in a mosque in New Zealand. And the abuse crisis, it looms so large within our church. And closer to home, we just buried two beloved pastors this past week. This spring, as new assignments are being worked out for the priests of the archdiocese, the archbishop will find himself wrestling with the fact that he will have 8 less priests to assign this coming year. But in the face of all that, you and I must never lose sight that God is in charge, and thus life is never hopeless. And our world, however fragile or dark it may seem now, is truly a world that God has never given up on. Like the gardener and the owner of the fig tree in our parable, God is not willing to give up on something that might appear in our eyes, to be hopeless. You know, similar thoughts were held by a teenage girl as Jews were being arrested and shipped to death camps by the thousands. And so maybe we need to hear once again those words from Anne Frank. I see the world slowly transformed into a wilderness. I hear the approaching thunder that one day will destroy us too. I feel the sufferings of millions. And yet, when I look up at the sky, somehow I feel that everything will change for the better, that this cruelty shall end and that peace and tranquility will return once again. Remembering once again that God is in charge, it does bring me a great deal of consolation and comfort. But more importantly, I find that when I focus on that, it grounds me and it helps me. You see, it helps me put my fears and my anxiety in perspective. For so many things still frighten me, and they should. But you see, you and I, we cannot live our lives and allow them to be dictated nor controlled by fear. And doing so, that's a very dangerous option. For it can lead to pessimism, and it can prevent you and I from seeing all the good that surrounds us, especially the good in the people around us. And when fear becomes the dominant force in our lives, well, it can lead to a sense of tribalism in our culture. Those who do not see the way we want to view things can quickly, under that sort of understanding, become our enemies. And when this happens, there is little room for understanding, let alone compassion. And while you and I must hold on tightly to hope, you know, we cannot sit idly by, nor can we bury our heads in the sand. You see, no, we must continually strive to make the world a better place. And we can do that quite simply, and yet most powerfully, by trying to make a difference one life at a time. We will do that by allowing ourselves to see Christ right there in one another. If you think about it, that's how programs like AA, or the work of St. Vincent de Paul, or the work of the Little Sisters of the Poor, how they all came about. One person saw a person around them in need, and in that moment, they decided they could help. And similarly, we can do that, each and every one of us, as we engage in the Lenten disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. For let our prayer be focused this year on the needs of others. As we fast, may we be more mindful and committed to help those in need. And may we generously share our treasures so that no one may be in want. And you see, in doing so, perhaps once again, you and I will be reminded that no matter what is happening or how difficult life may seem at this moment, God is in charge, and thus life is never hopeless. Yes, truly, God is in charge, and thus life, it is never hopeless.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things.